I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Governor Brian Kemp has signed legislation to replace Georgia's electronic voting machines with a touchscreen and paper ballot election system. The new law also overhauls the state's election policies by giving voters more time and alerts before their registrations are canceled. The bill calls for inactive voters to be notified by mail at least 30 days before they're removed, and their registrations wouldn't be canceled unless they failed to contact election officials for 8 or 9 years, which is 2 years longer than under current state law. According to the AJC, more than 1 million voter registrations were canceled while Kemp was Secretary of State. Pope Francis has named Atlanta Archbishop Wilton Gregory as the new Archbishop of Washington, D.C. Gregory, who is considered a moderate, will be the first African-American to lead the Washington Archdiocese, which has become the epicenter of the clergy sex abuse scandal in the United States. The 71-year-old replaces Cardinal Donald Wuerl, who resigned last year after being implicated for covering up clergy sex abuse in a Pennsylvania grand jury report. Gregory has run the Atlanta Archdiocese since 2005. And a bill passed by the Georgia legislature this year in reaction to the state's opioid problem will expand access to a drug regimen that can prevent HIV infection. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
PrEP is short for pre-exposure prophylaxis. And when taken faithfully, PrEP drugs can actually prevent people who get exposed to HIV from getting infected by the virus. Health departments across Georgia have already been pushing PrEP access, especially in communities south of Atlanta, where black people are disproportionately affected by HIV. The just-passed bill would create a 3-year pilot project for PrEP access in primarily North Georgia communities, where intravenous opioid drug use is high. Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will be used to pinpoint exactly which communities need the intervention. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
Federal prosecutors say they will not seek the death penalty against four adults who allegedly kidnapped a boy from Georgia and took him to New Mexico, where his body was later found at a compound. Two men and two women are charged with kidnapping the boy from his home in Jonesboro. Authorities say he suffered from seizures that went untreated. The boy's father was also arrested at the compound last August, where 11 other malnourished children were found. And a man who's declared his intent to run for mayor of Savannah was arrested this week in Pooler. The Savannah Morning News reports Pooler police arrested Anthony Oliver on aggravated stalking charges. A protective order was issued against Oliver in Effingham County Court in September. It's unclear whether the arrest was related to that order, however. Pooler police have not provided further information. Oliver didn't respond to requests for comment yesterday. Qualifying for this year's mayoral race begins in August. And in sports, the Atlanta Hawks defeated the Philadelphia 76ers last night, 130-122. The Hawks travel to Orlando to face the Magic tomorrow night. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.